today's special.
Assalamu alaikum.
It's special for you. We present to you today. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim, in the name of Allah, the Most Compassionate, the Almighty. Dear brothers and sisters, Salamu Alaikum. May Allah's blessings be upon all of you. So welcome to this episode of today's special that is very special because it is on the martyrdom anniversary of Imam Ali, Shia's first Imam. Peace be upon him.
Tears scream and voices come. Don't go, Ali, please come. Don't go, Ali, please come. I raise my hand and pray. I wanted you to stay.
Today, Saturday, is the 21st of Ramadan, 1443 of the Islamic Lunar Hijri calendar, corresponding to the 3rd of Ordibehesht, 1401 of the Islamic Solar Hijri calendar, and the 23rd of April, 2022 of the Christian Gregorian calendar. Accept our condolences on this sad occasion, the martyrdom anniversary of Imam Ali, peace be upon him.
Ali was struck on the head. We all shall miss you, oh Haider. We all shall miss you. After he rose from Sajda, Ali was stuck in Kufa. We all shall miss you, oh Haider. We all shall miss you. Warrior of Khaybar, our leader Haider.
Martyrdom of Ali ibn Abi Talib, Amir al-Mu'mineen. He was the man who was born in the house of Allah, was raised in the house of the Prophet of Islam, and walked in the shadow of the Messenger of Allah. Who can reach the level of excellence he reached? He himself knew that no one could reach his level. As he said to his governor, "Your Imam has contented himself with two shabby pieces of cloth out of the comforts of the world and two loaves for his meal. Certainly, you cannot do so, but at least support me in piety, exertion, chastity, and uprightness, because by Allah I have not treasured any gold out of your world, nor plentiful wealth." His worship of Allah is unparalleled to all. Even Imam Zain al-Abidin described the great ibadah of Imam Ali ibn Abi Talib alayhi salam. Imam Zain al-Abidin said, "Who has the strength to worship like Ali ibn Abi Talib? His color has paled from keeping awake all night, eyes sore from weeping, forehead and nose bruised due to blind sajda, and his feet and ankles were swollen from standing in salah. Imam Ali submitted his life to the will of his Lord and never allowed the world to deceive him. Only he had the right to proclaim, 'Fustu wa Rabb al-Kaaba, by the Lord of Kaaba, I have succeeded.'" We offer to all of our listeners, dear Muslim brothers and sisters, especially Shia Muslims, the martyrdom anniversary of Amir al-Mu'mineen, Imam Ali, peace be upon him.
Dr. Fakhr Rohani.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim wa bi nasta'in. In this episode, we are going to be concerned with the Prophet Muhammad's, the anticipation that the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam made with regard to the martyrdom fate of Imam Ali alayhi salam. And according to a piece of hadith related by Jabir ibn Abdullah al-Ansari, who was a confident companion of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and they lived long enough to meet the fifth infallible Imam Muhammad al-Baqir alayhi salam. The Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam gave the news of the martyrdom fate to Imam Ali alayhi salam and indicated that he would be martyred by receiving a hard blow on the head. And then, according to another piece of hadith, one of the companions of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam noticed the Prophet to embrace Imam Ali alayhi salam and kiss Imam Ali alayhi salam's head as the place or the place where Imam Ali alayhi salam would receive the strike. And then the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam addressed Imam Ali alayhi salam in this way, بأب الوحيد الشهيد, may my father be sacrificed for the unique martyr. And this being unique martyr was a designation made by the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam in the case of Imam Ali alayhi salam, because Imam Ali alayhi salam was the best companion of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And it must be indicated that Imam Ali alayhi salam, when in the last Ramadan in which he was martyred, indicated that أتاكم شهر رمضان وهو سيد الشهور وأول السنة. You have received the month Ramadan, which is the doyen of months and the beginning of the year, of the lunar year. And because of this, we find that according to certain Islamic instructions, the lunar year starts with the month Ramadan, not with the month Muharram. However, throughout centuries, this change has taken place in history, and Muharram is regarded as the beginning of the lunar month. Thank you very much.
وكان من صفات أمير المؤمنين سلام الله عليه أنه يقرأ القرآن في كل ليلة, يقرأ القرآن في آناء الليل وأطراف النهار قائما ليله عليا دبتنا علي أنه يقرأ القرآن, أنه يقرأ القرآن
علي كل البشر في ذلك العلم, علي كل البشر في ذلك
Imam Ali's last wills: fear Allah and keep Allah in view in the matter of the orphans, so do not allow them to starve, and they should not be ruined in your presence. Fear Allah and keep Allah in view in the matter of your neighbors, because they were the subject of the Prophet's advice. He went on advising in their favor until we thought that he would allow them in a share in inheritance. Fear Allah and keep Allah in view in a matter of the Quran. No one should excel you in acting upon it. Fear Allah and keep Allah in view in the matter of prayer, because it is the pillar of your religion. Condolences on the martyrdom of the great personality, Imam Ali ibn Abi Talib, peace be upon him.
Meditation in God is my capital. Reason and sound logic are the root of my existence. Love is the foundation of my existence. Enthusiasm is the vehicle for my life. Contemplation of Allah is my companion. Faith is the source of my power. Sorrow is my friend. Knowledge is my weapon. Patience is my clothing and virtue. Submission to the divine will is my pride. Truth is my salvation. Worship is my habit. And in prayer lies the coolness of my eyes and my peace of mind.
The calamity of Imam Ali's martyrdom didn't only impact his time, but all history. This martyrdom is not a tragedy that took place during a specific period of time. The memory of which we are shedding tears to, this is a tragedy for all times. The tragedy of martyring the commander of the faithful did not inflict a loss only for that era, rather it inflicted a heavy loss for all history to come. 25 years before that martyrdom, Lady Fatima said to the women of Medina, at a time when she was sick and bedridden, if Ali had been entrusted with caliphate, he would have smoothed the path for the people, and he would have led them to happiness without them receiving a wound. He would not have allowed the power of the government and the ruling oriented spirit of Islam to inflict the slightest wound on the body of the Islamic community, not even the slightest one. He would have taken the task further, and he would have prevented any kind of harm whatsoever.
See and analyze, why is it that Ali ibn Abi Talib alayhi salam was the object of so much hatred and enmity from those people during his lifetime? We see that these people actually had a problem not with Ali ibn Abi Talib as a person. They had a problem with Islam, with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and with the Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi. And I firmly say this, even today, if you find any human being on earth who despises Ali ibn Abi Talib, realize that this person actually despises the religion of Islam. This person has a problem with the religion of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, not with Imam Ali himself only. Aliyun ma'al haqq wal haqq ma'a Ali. That's why he became the symbol of truth. And that's why the Imam alayhi salam, through his wilaya, represents the religion of Islam. This is why his wilaya is central to the religion of Islam. If you take out the wilaya from the religion of Islam, it's incomplete. That's why after 14 centuries later, we the followers of Ahlul Bayt, we hold on firmly to the wilaya of Amir al-Mu'mineen, because it represents the continuation of faith. If you don't believe in the wilaya of Imam Ali alayhi salam, that means you believe the Prophet left the job unfinished. And this is a disgrace to the Prophet. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi, with all his greatness and intellect, he would leave the job unfinished? Absolutely not. When we believe in wilaya, we actually complete our faith in the Holy Prophet and in his amazing role. Because wilaya is preservation of Islam. Imam Ali ibn Abi Talib alayhi salam is the one who preserved the teachings of Islam for us. He represents the truth, and that's why we hold on to him, because he is the symbol of truth.
That was all for today's special on the martyrdom anniversary of Shia's first Imam, Amir al-Mu'mineen, Imam Ali alayhi salam. Dear brothers and sisters, we keep you in Allah's protection and fi amanillah.
Fustu wa Rabbil Ka'bah.